Good evening, everybody. Happy Sunday. Okay, so my name is Joseph Haller. I'm Robin and Diane's son, oldest. I've been going here for like four years or so, off and on, more recently, or more consistently as of recent, which has been a huge blessing. It's been the greatest church body I've ever had the blessing of spending time with, and so I'm really grateful to the Lord for that. My testimony, or the story of, like, the story arc of the Lord and His working in my life starts out pretty familiar. Raised in a Christian home, I was homeschooled too, and it was just, my parents were both very faithful to teach me, share the gospel with me, and be taking me to church, and be listening to a lot of Salty the Sing songbook, and watching a lot of VeggieTales, so that was really cool. Some good indoctrination, and really enjoyed it, and I soaked it all in, and there was a time, I think when I was about 10, when I was very convicted of my sin, convicted of the need for the Lord to be my Savior, and that would be when I pleaded with the Lord to take up residence in my heart, and was baptized around 11, continued being homeschooled, and had the blessing of going to the master's college. Although I know that by this time, not to mess things up or anything, because I have it all written down, but I'm not looking at it. So I started struggling with sexual immorality of various kinds when I was younger, probably around 11 or 12, and that was kind of an off and on thing. Pretty important, because it cannot dwell in our lives for long and just wreaks havoc on our hearts. Let's see, I have a verse here too that I didn't write down. I'm going to flip to it really quick. Okay. James 1:15. It says, 14, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. I allowed this sin to fester for a really long time, and it was really easy to, when I was in the midst of struggling with this, to be like, oh, in like 2 or 3 years, I'm going to be okay. I'll be fine. I'll be better. Obviously too lazy to really talk about it with anybody. You know, it's a hard thing to talk about, too. Just sin in your life that's kind of super taboo. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to open up about our sin to people. My own parents, even. Like, that's definitely not something that I want to mention to them, even though it would have been a good idea. So, I attended the master's college, still struggling with various kinds of sin, some pride issues, not dwelling too much in God's Word. When I went through school, there's an environment richly soaked in God's Word, really great teaching, great opportunities to be educated just in God's Word. I was kind of on autopilot mode as a Christian kid who grew up in the church. It was really easy to just do it and to not really read too much into anything that I was doing, or to desire to seek after the Lord on my own and deepen my relationship with him. Consequently, when I graduated, I decided to enlist in the United States Army as a way to kind of distance myself from the atmosphere of a Christian bubble. We've probably all heard that term before. It's pretty true. When you're just growing up, not really experiencing anything outside of the home or community that is full of Christians. So, yeah, I had a desire to kind of do my own thing and see whether I could make it, and didn't really think that having a lack of a strong relationship with the Lord was really going to come into play. It turns out it really, really, really did, and my faith would definitely be put to test. My lack of discipline and conviction against sin would fully reveal itself as I let loose on repressed desires to experience what the world offered. Proverbs 25:28 states, a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. I got to experience that firsthand and got to see what distance from the Lord would look like in my own life. I dabbled in various kinds of substances and a lot of alcohol abuse as well, and kind of just let loose, and it was like just a really, really fast downhill, and before I knew it, I was in a lot of trouble with just health issues and relationships with my family, even though I was far away. So my sin would be brought out into the open, even in that environment that was absent of believers. I was able to do some like therapy and counseling and all that kind of stuff. All secular. It was all right. So I would come back home, actually late 2017. I knew that I had a desire to just be in the church, or at least look like I wanted to be in the church, to be volunteering and kind of just trying, but it was a half measure. I didn't want to let go of some of the issues that I had. I thought maybe that I deserved a little bit of time to myself to kind of just do whatever, and so it ended up in a lot of consuming of alcohol, and was definitely an idol for me. Again, my sin would be brought out into the open, and I had some great Christian brothers hold me accountable pretty forcefully at one point, and that was really, really, really humbling. Probably the most humbling thing to happen yet in my life, and was a good trial to go through. So I got shipped up to U-Turn up the hill in Pollock Pines. Great environment. You're closed off from everybody. You're just reading God's word a whole lot and listening to a whole lot of teaching. And it was there that the Lord really, really kind of completed that work of bringing me back and chastising me. I mean, the chastisement still goes on, obviously, but hasn't been completed. But definitely, like, coming full circle, as I had a lot of opportunities to dig into God's word, to read a lot, and just really desire to know him more and deepen my relationship with him and really grow, like, a really deep hunger for God's word. One thing I'd like to highlight is how often or how important it is to be in God's word. That's something that I've learned firsthand, that reading my Bible every day is something I really need to be doing. Romans 12, 1 through 2 states, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." I think on this verse a lot when I'm reading and knowing that my mind is being cleansed, and I'm constantly finding new things that I need to scale down, and things that I'm convicted about. It just seems that the Lord wants every ounce of us, and we have to let go of everything. So that is a huge blessing. Also, John 15, forget the verse. Actually, I didn't write the verse down. "But abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me." A great reminder to be abiding in the Lord all of the time, every day, and to be in his word often. I've learned through all of these events that God's sovereign discipline and absolute grace has given me victory in a number of areas in my life, and I've never felt so close and overjoyed to be in his fold. Colossians 3:5 states, "Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. As I continue to pursue him, I know that I cannot look to myself for success, but that all I can do is place all of my trust and faith in Jesus, who has saved me and continues to sanctify me." Sometimes I'll kind of look at myself and think months down the road, years, like, will I ever fall back into a lifestyle distancing myself from the Lord and rebelling? And I have to remind myself that it is a daily, daily fight to look and to seek and just cry out to Jesus and ask for that daily portion of his grace and his love and his mercy. Psalm 119, verse 1, is really encouraging to me as well. "Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord." And I want to end with Colossians 2, 6 through 7. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. I just want to really thank you guys for the prayer and support. It means a lot. So, glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.